proclamation number 4365 dated the July 6th, 1948. Free will. Destiny. Nothing happens in human life that doesn't affect eternity. Every action, every omission, every thought, every direction of will has an effect on the soul's development, and therefore everything that occurs in human life belongs within the scope of destiny. The human being has free will, and the use of this will is decisive for eternity. Every deed or omission, every thought, is first preceded by will, and its decision determines his course of life. For although he is unable to control every event in an earthly way, since God has reserved the right for himself to direct his course of life according to wise judgment, his will has nevertheless already been taken into account and forms the basis of his destiny. The human being's free will is being doubted because it cannot always carry out its intention, yet the intention cannot be denied the human being even if the opportunity to implement it has been removed from him. The direction the will takes determines the soul's development. The failure of a once prepared plan does not revoke the will, and for this will the human being has to be answerable one day, even if the implementation did not come about. Changing a wrongly oriented will into the right direction is the purpose and task in life. And this is why even the slightest happening benefits this change of will and is God's will or permission, regardless of whether it is the result of a wrongly or correctly used will. And thus it should be understandable to you humans that you will have to accept every stroke of fate as being predetermined a long time ago and only conducive to your higher development. You must therefore ask yourselves to what extent it was encouraged by your will and whether this will was right or wrong, to what extent it corresponded to divine will, and thus you must try to derive a benefit from even the smallest experience, so that your destiny will truly affect you in an educational way and, if it is arduous, will also be successful for your life and the beyond. You are always in God's hands, that is, He takes care of your course of life. After all, He wants to draw you close to Him and win you for eternity. If you accept everything from His hand, always remembering that they are educational means which are used by a loving father for his children, then you will always want, think, speak and act according to his will, and your earthly life will not be lived in vain, for then you submit yourselves to God's will and can't help yourselves but use your free will correctly, as your task in life requires. Amen.